Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Pakistan violates ceasefire with airstrikes in Afghanistan's Paktika province, killing 10 civilians, including three local cricketers. Afghanistan pulls out of tri-nation series with Pakistan and Sri Lanka. Belgium court approves fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi's extradition to India. US President Donald Trump expresses reluctance over supply of Tomahawk cruise missiles to Ukraine. In football, India qualifies for AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup with a 2-1 win over Uzbekistan in Bishkek. And in badminton, men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty enter semifinals of Denmark Open. A court in Belgium has approved the extradition of fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi to India. Mehul Choksi is wanted in the 13,000 crore rupees Punjab National Bank PNB fraud case. The court in Antwerp yesterday ruled that Choksi's arrest by Belgian police based on India's request was valid. This marks a major step towards bringing the fugitive diamond trader back to India to face justice. Mehul Choksi was arrested on the 11th of April by Antwerp police following a formal extradition request from the Central Bureau of Investigation. He has remained in custody since then with multiple bail pleas denied due to concerns he might flee. Choksi now has 15 days to appeal the decision in Belgium's Supreme Court. If the appeal fails or is not filed, his return to India will proceed. In Afghanistan, at least 10 civilians were killed and a dozen more were injured last night after Pakistan launched airstrike on a border province of Paktika, breaking a ceasefire that had brought 2 days of calm to the border. We have a report.
The 48-hour truce paused nearly a week of border clashes that killed dozens of troops and civilians on both sides. A senior Taliban official said Pakistan broke the ceasefire and bombed three locations in Paktika province. The official said Afghanistan will retaliate. Among the dead include at least three local cricket players. The killing of the three cricketers prompted Afghanistan to pull out of a tri-nation series with Pakistan and Sri Lanka scheduled for next month. Afghanistan Cricket Board in a social media post said the players had travelled to Paktika province to take part in a friendly match. Media reports said Pakistani drones also struck Kandahar, a village in the Afghan province Argun district. The countries had reached an initial 48-hour ceasefire on Wednesday, hours after Pakistan carried out airstrikes in Afghanistan, and the two sides exchanged artillery and gunfire along their disputed border. As the ceasefire neared its end yesterday, Pakistan called for an extension of the ceasefire until the conclusion of planned talks at Doha in Qatar, aimed at easing tensions and preventing cross-border violence. However, media reports said it was unclear that this would hold in light of the attacks. Negotiations between the two sides were scheduled to begin today. Payal Sharma for World News.
Mongolian lawmakers voted yesterday to remove Prime Minister and Parliament Speaker Zed Gomoyev, throwing the resource-rich nation into renewed political turmoil. We have a report.
Mr. Zandan Shatar Gombojav stepped down as Prime Minister after losing the confidence vote just 4 months after taking office. The motion to remove him was submitted by over 50 lawmakers who cited constitutional violations and concerns over governance. The immediate trigger was Mr. Zandan Shatar's controversial appointment of a new Minister of Justice and Home Affairs, which sparked political backlash. The 55-year-old was confirmed as the country's 32nd Prime Minister in June after his predecessor, Mr. L. Oyon Ardern, quit, also after losing parliamentary backing due to corruption claims and street protests. Mongolia's president, Khurel Sukukana, is expected to nominate the next prime minister, who would require the approval of state great Khural or parliament. Mr. Zandan Shatar's dismissal came a day after parliamentary speaker Amar Byas Galan Dashagev offered to resign. Lawmakers voted to accept his resignation yesterday. The ruling Mongolian People's Party, of which Mr. Zandan Shatar and Mr. Amar Byas Galan are both members, had called for a probe into Mr. Amar Byas Galan. Mongolian politics has been rocked by waves of volatility in recent years amid public anger over corruption and a weak domestic economy. Swati Rakheja, World News.
Madagascar has sworn in an army colonel as president just days after a military takeover on the back of a popular rebellion that sent President Andre Rajoelina fleeing into exile. The African Island Nation's High Constitutional Court yesterday formalized the appointment of Colonel Michael Randri Arena in a ceremony crowning a tumultuous week in which President Rayo Elena was impeached for desertion of duty on Tuesday, with the military stepping in. The 51-year-old commander of the CAPSAT unit has pledged elections in 18 to 24 months and told local media that consultations are underway to appoint a consensus prime minister. The East African country has seen several coups since it gained independence in 1960, including the one that first brought Rayo Elena to power as the transitional president in 2009. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House yesterday amid growing global pressure over the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. During the meeting, President Trump expressed reluctance over supplying long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles to Ukraine, citing concerns that the U.S. military needs them as well. According to aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Uri Ushakov, the Russian leader had warned President Trump in a phone call on Thursday that the deployment of Tomahawk missiles would not alter the battlefield situation, but would severely damage U.S.-Russia relations. Following his talks with Mr. Zelensky, President Trump called on both sides to halt fighting and accept the current battle lines as a basis for de-escalation.
I met with President Zelensky, as you know, today, and we had a very good meeting, very cordial meeting. In my opinion, they should stop the war immediately. You go by the battle line, wherever it is, otherwise it's too complicated. You'll never be able to figure it out. You stop at the battle line, and both sides should go home, go to their families, stop the killing, and that should be it. Stop right now at the battle line. I told that to President Zelensky.
Earlier during the phone conversation on Thursday, President Trump and President Putin agreed to meet in Budapest, Hungary. This would be the second face-to-face meeting following the August summit in Alaska, which ended without a breakthrough in efforts to end the Russia-Ukraine war. The UK government has strongly condemned instances of hate and violence directed towards minority religious communities in Bangladesh and said it is committed to working towards a democratic transition in the country. A statement in the House of Commons in this regard came on Thursday in response to opposition Conservative Party MP Bob Blackman, highlighting a recent report by community organisation Insight UK into the persecution faced by Hindus in Bangladesh. In Mozambique, at least three Indian nationals lost their lives and five others remain missing after a launch boat carrying crew members of a tanker capsized during a crew transfer operation off the coast of Beira port in central part of the East African country. According to the Indian High Commission in Mozambique, said the incident occurred yesterday during a reported boat which was carrying a total of 14 Indian nationals, which capsized during a routine transfer of crew members to a vessel anchored offshore. In football, India qualified for the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup 2026 with a 2-1 win of Uzbekistan in Bishkek yesterday. With this win, India topped Group G with 6 points from 2 matches and qualified for the AFC Under-17 tournament to be held in China next year. In badminton, star Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semifinals of the Denmark Open. The Indian pair, winners of the BWF World Championships bronze medal earlier this year, defeated unseeded Indonesian duo of Muhammad Rian Endrianto and Rahmat Hidayat in the quarterfinal last night. The duo will take on Japan's Takuro Hoki and Yogo Kobayashi in the semifinals today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Pakistan violated ceasefire with airstrikes in Afghanistan's Paktika province, killing 10 civilians, including 3 local cricketers. Afghanistan pulls out a tri-nation series with Pakistan and Sri Lanka. Belgium court approves fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi's extradition to India. US President Donald Trump expresses reluctance over supply of Tomahawk cruise missiles to Ukraine. In football, India qualifies for AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup with a 2-1 win over Uzbekistan in Bishkek. And in badminton, men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty enter semifinals of Denmark Open. And that is the end of this news bulletin.